Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and a brilliant community of light. I do want to extend a bright and a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome medical intuitive Amanda Hopkins to discuss reinvigorating life force flow, relieving congestion and impaired circulation in your body. So if you're suffering from issues with your heart or lungs, then you're in the right place because we're revitalizing and reviving heart and lung vitality today. Plus, Amanda will be offering live clairvoyant readings. This is always amazing. She's so good at this. So the question to ask is, what is my number one point of destructive congestion? And press star 2 on your phone to raise your hand for that. So welcome home, all of you beautiful star seeds, luminous light leaders, starlight messengers, to this next phase of your spiritual awakening and exploration. This is a remembrance of your cosmic multidimensional heritage and an invitation into illumination, the illumination of your unique soul specialties, an invitation to experience a grace-filled, fluid journey of renewal, resurrection, and rejuvenation. This is an opportunity to raise your vibrational set point and begin to resonate at the pure frequency of divine grace and divine love, where new realities can come alive for you. So welcome to this new moment on New Earth, another powerful choice point in your ascension journey, where we come together to rise above any external chaos or distraction to allow new ideas, new solutions, and new experiences to unfold. So that is my intention for all of us here today. And just know that this is a very a sacred place, a safe haven, a soulful sanctuary to be reunited with soul family. It is a unity community to empower you and liberate you. And I am dedicated and devoted to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you every day as we commit to self-reflection, alchemy, and healing. And today's another invitation into illumination and a heart homecoming with beautiful Amanda. So just relax, breathe, open, and receive. I'm very grateful that you found your way here today. I do want to invite you to subscribe to our show if you haven't already. It's a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Audible, and Stitcher, and connect with us in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. Now my favorite question, what is the best that could happen today with Amanda and myself and all of you? Please set a very clear, empowered personal intention for what you wish to take away from our time together or experience here. My intention with our journey is to be a clear and pure conduit, an instrument of the divine and selfless service to allow for the highest and greatest healing miracles to unfold for all of us gathered here. And again, we are going to take live callers. Press star 2 on your phone to raise your hand for that. And the question to write down is, what is my number one point of destructive congestion? So a little bit about Amanda. She's a clairvoyant medical intuitive, an Academy Master Teacher with Academy for the Soul, and a certified intuitive strategist. She guides people through the most efficient and effective transformational shifts that ripple out into all areas of their lives. Her purpose is to aid people in aligning their spiritual energetic state with their practical physical reality. Amanda is sought after for her ability to rapidly identify energy deficiencies in the body and the energy field, and she's known by most for her intuitive ability to quickly zoom into the core of an issue and deliver precise, effective steps to make an instant shift. So we'll be doing some of that today. We really want to provide you with relief, because if you often feel like you're sluggish or it's taking you longer to get things done, or maybe you're commonly experiencing that when you make progress, it's halted or slowed down, or you're unable to access the inner resources to complete things that you've started, Those are just a couple of the symptoms of impaired circulation and accumulated congestion in your body and in your aura. Your lungs, they take in oxygen vital to supplying your body and energy with the energy that it needs while your heart circulates the essential energizer throughout your body. But when your respiratory and your circulatory systems are compromised, it has a direct destructive impact on your quality of life. So we're going to get into all of this, and you're going to learn how to replenish your physical body and thrive. You'll understand the damaging and harmful impact of insufficient circulation and congestion on the body. You'll gain clarity on the destructive consequences of diminished heart and lung function. And we just want to help you feel some relief. So let's go ahead and get started. Please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and appreciation to Amanda as I welcome her to the show. So welcome back. Hi.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Carrie, so much for having me here. It is always such a joy to be able to come and be here in community with you. I mean, I can just feel the preciousness in the space, and I just love how heart-centered you are, and I love that we're talking about the heart and going a little deeper
yes.
into that, because, you know, it really is. You know, the main outcome, the main desire for me here is that I've noticed recently, and, you know, it's been building, and we've had quite some years here where it's just been heavy. It's been intense. You know, I'm really seeing that being held in the bodies. I felt it in my own body where I've had to go in and address it, right? And really look at what's going on. And so when we can start to bring our attention to the heart, the chest space, the lungs, you know, the heart and lungs are so intricately connected in how they support us physically. And so as we can start to look at not only how are they doing that physically, but how does that relate energetically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, it really helps us to get guidance as to how do we navigate all the things that are coming up and how do we really identify what's coming through our beings to be released. You know, because we're all in this process of really expanding out into new spaces of consciousness where we are working in greater collaboration, community. I love your community of unity. Beautiful. I love that, right? Like we're really moving more into that space where we are coming together for the greater good in a more deliberate way. And so as we start to bring our attention to the heart and lungs and we start to settle into that, it actually brings so much physical relief because we feel like we can breathe again. We don't feel like we're alone. We feel like we can really start to open up to what wants to express through us and that it will actually be received. So I can't wait to dive deeper in.
I know. I love your enthusiasm.
Clarity.
And
yeah.
excitement for helping people. And you know, I shared in your bio, you're a medical intuitive. I don't know that I shared, you know, your background in the medical field, which really illuminated a lot of your knowledge with regard to the heart. Do you want to just describe a little bit about that so people understand?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Absolutely. I think it really helps to know. You know, so I want to just share a little bit of my journey on how I got to that background. When I was in high school, I was very athletic. You know, I played sports from the time I was little, and I was in a basketball game, and I actually ended up injuring my knee. And it was such a strange way that it happened. Like I didn't even know that I was injured at first until I stood up and I put my leg down and my leg gave out. Like I couldn't put any weight on it. And what happened with that is I ended up going to get a scan. You know, they did an MRI on my knee and I was so fascinated. I was like, oh my God, like they can take a picture and look inside my body. This is super cool. Right. So all of a sudden, you know, my mind is like starting to go, wow, like this is so fascinating to me. And I want to understand more about how the body works and how this healing is happening and what they're doing. And so, of course, that led me on this journey where I ended up going and studying biomedical engineering. And so within the biomedical field, my focus really became on the electrical systems that are part of that. So, you know, there's so many different areas of focus you could have, but I was really looking at the electricity of things. How do things work? And I don't think at the time I actually realized how much the heart actually operates from instructions at an electrical level, right? It's the electrical impulses that trigger the heart to pump. And so as I went through school and I studied biomedical engineering upon graduation, I found myself, I really thought I wanted to go into the neurological field. Like that's where I was looking and that's where I wanted a job, right? Of course, divine in the universe always directs us to where we are most served and can serve at the highest level within our own gifts and expertise. So I found myself working for a major medical device company that specialized in implantable pacemakers and defibrillators. And I was the field expert. I would learn the technology, learn the advances in the technology, understand the studies behind the technology. And I would go into the doctor's offices. I would go into the operating rooms. I would instruct our staff and really teach them about the technology, how they could program the devices to really help the heart pump blood most efficiently and effectively, and really look at what's happening with the person who has the pacemaker defibrillator and what do they really need and how can we adapt the technology to serve them at the highest level. So it was really fascinating that through that, I really went in depth of understanding the heart, how it works mechanically, how it works electrically, how pharmaceutical drugs impact the heart. You know, when we take certain different drugs, how does that affect the heart? And it was just such a deep dive, you know, really understanding and learning enough to know how to go in. And when you're in an operating room or when you're in a doctor's office and you are helping somebody in that way, you know, you really have your senses heightened and you really make sure you know your stuff because you know it's so important. And so it was just such a beautiful experience of really coming into and understanding what I could not deny through that experience was we would do what were called follow-up clinics. That's where people would come in. You know, every so often they would get their pacemaker checked to see how's it doing, how is the battery life, how are they doing, how are they feeling with it, do any adjustments need to be made. And what stood out for me from that, and at the time I hadn't really been thinking about mindset and how that affects health or anything like that. I was very much into the science behind things and the math of things and that kind of perspective. What I noticed over and over, time and time again, is that the people who had kind of the upbeat, positive mindset and who came in and who were like really in appreciation for things had the best patient outcomes. They had the best outcomes. They felt the best. They had the beautiful heart rates going on. And then the ones who were like grumpy and complaining, they tended to have more issues. Now, you might say, and it is possible that part of the reason they maybe felt grumpy is because they weren't having as good outcomes, but it went hand in hand. Like you could really see that correlation. And so that sent me into a much deeper dive in understanding mindset, how that works. And how they interrelate. And so, you know, I've gone through a lot of different learning experiences and things throughout the years since then. But that really, going deep into the heart and understanding it, yeah, it really opened me up to a whole world of appreciation. You know, here I was thinking I wanted to go in neurology, but with the studies of the heart, it was just so fascinating to really understand just how much we do have learned and do understand about the heart, but yet how much we still have yet to learn and understand and that we just don't know because there's so many factors and variables at play.
Right. So when did it shift into spirituality, energy, and you moved out of that into more medical intuition and relating all of that knowledge to spiritual evolution?
Oh, yeah. So that was definitely a journey. So, you know, in going through that deep dive of really starting to come into understanding that the mind has such an impact on the body, I really started to feel in my heart that I wanted to support people more on the front end of things, if you will. So rather than once the body is broken down, you know, how do we serve people? It's like, well, how about if we start to look at what can we do in our day to day? How can we serve ourselves consistently so that the body doesn't have to break down in order for us to give it the attention that it really needs or, you know, for us to start to have something put in our bodies in order to help us, like, you know, what can we do to be at the front end of that? And really, you can think of it as prevention, but, you know, I tend to prefer to think of it as more being proactive in honoring, loving, nurturing this body that carries us through this life, because our body does so much. Like, I got such an appreciation for just how much our body does for us. And so as I started to think about, you know, what could I do to support and serve people in really giving it that care, that the body, the care that it needs, and not just for the heart, but overall, right? Really understanding that the body is so intimately connected that we really have to look at it holistically. That, you know, I went on a journey of learning and understanding. I studied neurolinguistic programming, hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, you know, just looking into different modalities and things to get a deeper understanding of how do we influence our thought forms that have such a high level impact on the body, and how does our nervous system interact with our heart and lungs? And in understanding that, that led me more to the emotional and mental aspects, which ultimately, of course, lead to spirituality. You know, when we have a deep faith, when we have a deep connection with source, universe, God, divine, whatever that is for you. And that it's so beautiful to have so many unique ways so that people can connect in the way that feels nurturing and supportive for them. When we have that deep connection, so much of the stress, the physical stress of the body, I mean, it actually literally shifts the chemicals that are released in the body that impact your health. And so when I started to really just even do exercises, even just doing deep breathing exercises or trying some of these different things out and starting to shift my own beliefs and finding the relief that came to my own body, releasing so much of the stress that I had been holding, releasing those fears of like, what are people going to think of me, and really holding back and not delivering on what I wanted to share, or just all these different things that came up for me. As I started releasing those and recognizing how it shifted my body, I actually felt stronger. I had more energy. It was just amazing to witness the own physical changes that were occurring as I was going on this spiritual journey. And I came into Academy for the Soul, and this was right after I had my two daughters, and I was really tired. I had them within 16 months of each other, so that's pretty intense. One pregnancy and nursing is pretty intense in and of itself. So when you piggyback them, you know, of course, I was feeling pretty tired because you're pregnant, you've got your baby who's not yet sleeping through the night. So I was pretty exhausted at the time that I started moving through the Academy for the Soul and really coming into a greater understanding of what my sacred spiritual gifts are. And, you know, I had a moment where there was an insight that came through that was like, you can do this. And I just did it. And it felt so inherent and it felt so strong. And what it was being able to identify energy deficiencies in the body. So here I am exhausted, you know, from all this journey that I had. And it's like that was my ability to help identify where is energy being blocked up? Where is it being stopped up? And how do we open that up? You know, what do we really need to get to is that deep, deep core root and foundation to open up that flow, to restore that flow through the body, because ultimately that's what's actually going to facilitate and create the deeper healing, versus just looking at what is the symptom, right? We have this kind of tendency, especially here in the Western world, right, where it's like, oh, we look at the symptoms and go, how do I treat what's showing up right now? Mm-hmm. And that's always a good starting point. We don't want to ignore what's showing up. It's a good starting point, but we always want to go deeper into, okay, well, what's the true origin of that? You know, what's the real, real deep root of that, so that I don't just clear out what's creating this symptom that's showing up, but then there's a deeper root that creates a different symptom. And so we kind of get in that game of like whack-a-mole, right, where it's like you're getting the symptoms that are popping up. We really want to go into the root. And so that's the journey that I started to recognize, is that I could go really deep in and see what is that root, what are the dynamics. Because, you know, a lot of times with a deep root like that, there are numerous dynamics. It could be some mental beliefs. It can be a trauma or maybe two traumas that are feeding in and different things like that. But we really start to go deeper into that root. Once we address that, then that flow can open up. And of course, you know, I did that with my own body. I really start to look, and I still, it's a consistent practice for me. I'm always looking, right? Because there's always that next level we can expand into. There's always more expanded awareness and consciousness that's wanting to come in for us and through us to be expressed out into the world. And so it's a consistent practice that we want to be doing. And I know that you're so dedicated to that. That's just part of why you have this platform, Carrie, is so that we can consistently continue to have that growth and to look deeper and to expand out more and to go higher and all those
and to have the energy to do it. To have that.
Exactly.
You clearly do. I mean, I can hear it in your voice. Just anytime that you're here or we communicate, it's so evident in your voice, just the energy and the vitality that you have. So you've clearly practiced everything that you've cultivated, because you've really cultivated these spiritual intuitive gifts of, as you said, being able to see into the body. So do you clairvoyantly, you realize, oh my goodness, I have this ability to see what is really happening in someone's body with their heart, with their lungs, with anything that's causing them illness or exhaustion or whatever. So is it just something that you see clairvoyantly, or is it, are there different ways that you identify the blocks?
Good question. So yes, I do see a lot. And the funny part about that is I actually always felt very highly clairsentient. Like I always had feelings about things, right? And I've always been intimately connected with that. But you know, I had someone share with me, oh, you're clairvoyant. And I was like, no, I'm not. You know, like, I'm not clairvoyant. I don't see stuff. But what happened was I was seeing in images that I didn't realize I was seeing. So I just didn't realize what was showing up. But I also hadn't deliberately attempted to open that channel up and to actually look in. But once I went on that path, again, you know, a big part of that was moving through Academy for the Soul and opening up those channels. I started to really witness, and I can see in pictures, you know, so often I see what things look like, and it's probably not what you would imagine as an image with the naked eye. So it's not like a picture that you might look at on the camera or a movie that you might look at on a screen. It looks like I'm shown kind of flashes that come together in a whole picture of what's going on. And it directs me to, you know, sometimes the images can be in color. Sometimes they're in black and white. Sometimes they're very clear and vivid, like a movie. But sometimes they're, it's almost like a black and white stick figure image, you know? It really depends on what the person's higher self needs them to be made aware of. And the significance of the images isn't so much in the picture that's being shown, but rather where is it leading us? So when I see things, I'm always asking questions within my own self about what does it mean. But then I will also ask, you know, a lot of times I'll ask clients as I'm working with them, like, does this mean something to you? You know, if I see a specific image or a color or something's coming in. But it really helps to start to paint the picture. And so once we, you know, that image, sometimes that's what comes first, but sometimes I'm directed, like, look at the lungs. You know, I'll hear that. So it'll come in that way too. Or I'll hear, oh, go to the big toe. And I'm like, big toe? Why am I going to the big toe? Right? But I always trust it because our intuition will guide us and direct us to where things are interconnected. And it's always amazing to me, like when you go to the big toe and you start to investigate, how it would then trace back up to the heart, if that's what we're working on, right? And how that's affecting the lungs and the immune system and all this stuff. And so it's always a fascinating journey of the combination of what are the messages that are coming in auditorily, what is the feeling sense that I'm getting about something, what am I seeing as pictures, and putting all that together to really understand the whole picture.
Yeah. Well, your work is amazing. I mean, every time that you've been here, and I was so surprised that it's been over a year.
I know.
How fun for the community, because the community has expanded so much just since you were here a year ago, to be able to experience your work. So, and what we're really here to do is help people feel revitalized, revive their heart and lung vitality and functioning. So let's get into talking about congestion, diminished circulation, and how it affects the body. What is important to share about that you know?
Right. So this ties in so well with the energy deficiencies, right? So congestion, diminished circulation, that's points where flow has stopped in the body. When we're talking about the heartbeat and breath, this is so critical for us to address because, I mean, think about it this way. With our heartbeat and our breath, those are the two major primary indicators of life. So if an accident happens or something, what is the first two things that people look for? They check for a pulse and they check for the breath, right? And so when we're talking about the breath and heartbeat and the blood pumping through the body, it's really important that we have that ample flow. Now, I know many of you probably already know this, but just as a refresher or just to highlight this, or for those of you who may not know, you know, when we breathe in and the oxygen comes into the lungs, that's where it connects with the blood, gets reverted back to the heart, and then the heart pumps that oxygen out to the body. And so for our cells to be fully oxygenated, we have to have our good flow of blood. We have to have our blood vessels open. We don't want to have that diminished circulation. We don't want to have the plaque buildup in the blood vessels, right? We want to have that nice and open and flowing. And what I found is that, you know, we can look at that from a physical perspective and we can think about, you know, if you've got the high cholesterol, if you've got low blood pressure, if you've got different things going on in the heart, that's going to impact that flow of blood at the physical level, which is going to impact the amount of oxygen getting to your body. Well, when you don't have ample oxygen getting to your brain, you can't think clearly, right? Mm-hmm. You can feel dizzy. You can have all kinds of symptoms in the mind that seem like they might be brain or nervous system related, you know? So that's one example of how that lack of flow of blood actually impairs oxygen to the body, which then causes other symptoms that we might not initially link to the heart and to that blood flow. And so what I want us to really start to consider and think about here is think about that from a spiritual and sacred perspective as well. So, you know, my perspective with the lungs is that we breathe in the sacred breath. We breathe in that breath of life. We breathe in the sacred energy through our lungs that really illuminates our body and brings life to us and reveals our sacred expression, brings in that soul expression that's wanting to illuminate through us and be shared out into the world. And so, if we aren't breathing deeply in, then that oxygen and that sacred breath can't fully oxygenate the blood. So that piece is important as well. So we want to be able to have that come in, and then we want that to not just come into the chest space. We want that to fill in our entire body. And so when we have congestion, and when I'm talking about congestion, I'm not necessarily talking about the sinuses being stuffed up, although that is an important piece, you know, because when our sinuses are congested, that impacts the flow of light through our third eye and our pineal gland and what perspectives are coming through that way, which also affects heart and lung function. So that is something that we can consider and think about. But I'm also really thinking about the congestion of what are the energetic dynamics that are creating this stop. You know, one of the things you mentioned was when we start moving forward on things and then we stop. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start to, it takes some energy. It takes up building some energy to get that forward momentum going.
Right.
And then if we stop, then we have to get that momentum going again to start back up. Whereas if we can just keep going, it's much easier, right? We don't have to
endure
keep that energy up.
Yeah, to
start over. So right. That starting over is really tough. So if we have this dynamic playing out within our heart and lungs, you know, and I've seen this happen. I was working with a client the other day who had this going on, and her belief, it really tied into a deeper sense of not feeling worthy. Her belief was that I have to work really hard in order to get the things that I want. And even then that it was all about humility and piousness and not wanting to be greedy, to be in favor of God. Like, it was really tied into, like, I want to be humble and I don't want to be buying into the riches of the world because I want to be in God's good favor and I want to go to heaven. And so this was intense, as you can imagine. But she had this start-stop thing going on. It's like she would get the momentum building up, and she would start to bring things through, and she's doing really beautiful work that really serves humanity. So for her to be able to do that and do that consistently, you know, it was actually a service. But she was also being rewarded for it, so it felt like, I can't do that. So she was holding back her capacity to serve the people who are coming to her for support and feeling painful in that, right? She didn't want to hold that back, but it was like she had this internal dynamic going on that was creating that kind of push-pull, mm-hmm. that start-stop dynamic. And so these are the kind of things that can come up without us realizing it, that can drive us underneath, and they can affect mm-hmm. the flow through our body physically. Physically, she was actually having chest pains. And, you know, of course, she was concerned that it could be something more serious, but she was physically having a lot of tightness in the chest. And as she started to let that go, she felt her chest actually physically open up and release that tight, muscular yes. feeling that mm-hmm. she'd been having going on. And so when we look at the congestion, you know, the congestion are those beliefs that say, I have to work really hard and I can't receive that flow. That builds up energetic congestion in the body. That diminishes that circulation, and that creates, as you can see, some physical symptoms, but also it really stops us from being able to be that full expression and to actually be of service, which is what our heart calls for. It feels so good. You know this, Carrie. It feels so good when we're doing something that we know is touching the hearts of others, because we are designed to be in community and to be loving and to be connecting. And in a time when physical connections aren't as easy, being able to connect from that heart space becomes even more important.
Absolutely. And so I want to share some of the symptoms, you know, that you'll be, we're going to talk about your offer later, which is all about heart and lung revival. But I just want to give some of the symptoms just to let people mm-hmm. know these are the kind, this is what you're dealing with here, whether it's sluggishness, depression, clogged arteries, fluid-filled lungs, heart palpitations, extreme exhaustion or fatigue, not being able to breathe well, congestion, swelling in the legs, arms, feet, hands, lightheadedness, dizzy spells, body pain, chest pain, poor posture, inflammation, a lot of these things, inability to, like, not sleep well, being disconnected mm-hmm. from your higher purpose, all of these things. So you really get into helping people with this. You do this through your group programs. You do this in conjunction with a private session with people. And so today what we'll be doing with regard to you doing the mini readings, what is this going to help people? It just kind of opens the door of awareness, right, in terms of identifying what you see as their primary point of congestion. Is that what
right.
we're doing? Okay.
Yes. So we're going to look at that number one point of destructive congestion. And so when you ask the question, what happens, is I'm going to see a lot, right? I'm going to see a lot of what's going on to the depths of what's happening. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to share what's the first part of that that you need to start working with, right? What's the first part that needs to be addressed? And so I will probably share with you, usually I share like the deepest core belief that needs to be shifted and transformed, the emotions that are around that. And one of the things that I like to share is at that deep root, where is that point where that congestion was created? Where is the very beginning, that very first point where the dynamic was set in place, the belief was created, the trauma occurred, whatever that might be, that really put this condition in, that started this condition to occur? Because they do build up over time. So we're going to look at that, and I will give you that point if you need it in order to do the clearing. So some people say to me, you didn't tell me when it originated. Well, for some people, you don't need to know. It's just like your being is just like, I got the information I need, let's clear it, right? But for some of you, knowing where it originated, that can be very supportive and helpful for a deep release. And so oftentimes I do provide that. So those are pieces that we're sharing. And what that does is it helps you to get started. You know, a lot of times people will come to me, I've done a reading for them, and they'll be like, oh, I cleared that. You know, what's next? And what I'll look is that they've gotten a piece of it. They've gotten a branch, right? But there's the more deeper work that goes with it. And so that's why, you know, I'll be, as you mentioned, Carrie, I'll be sharing about the journey that I have available for everyone to go through. I like to go very systematically through specific steps that help, everything that helps to uncover the common dynamics, things that we've taken on, because we do take on things from our family. We take on things that we've learned from our environment, people we've encountered, societal beliefs, religious beliefs, all these different things. So we'll go, you know, I like to have you go through what are some of those ones that you might be running in the background and don't even realize that you took on because they don't feel as relevant for you, but it's stuff that you encountered when you were little. So we go systematically through a lot of the common themes that show up in the heart and lungs. And then we start to go in and we get really more specific. And that's what the readings are for. What specifically is showing up for you? So when we do these readings, it's kind of like looking at, you know, what is it that's showing up that's affecting you most physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that when cleared can create space to get clarity on the deeper dynamics that then need to be shifted.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to remind everyone of that, the symbolism, you know, of the heart and lungs directly linked to the vital spiritual connection points within us. So if we're congested, then the channels for connection with the divine, you know, are impacted. So that's what we really want to liberate as well, because people who listen to a call like this are here for a very powerful, purposeful reason, and we want to get them really moving forward with their spiritual mission, purpose, divine plan, and have the energy to do it and the vitality to do it. So anything else that you feel is significant to share before we start taking callers, Amanda, about all of this?
Yeah. So, you know, we're focusing on heart and lungs. Something you may hear, I mentioned the big toe, and, you know, that's not unusual. I might not be seeing your number one point of congestion actually originating in the heart and lungs. It may originate somewhere else in the body. And so I just want you to be open. I just want you to be open to whatever you need to know to actually help free up your heart and lungs. That's the information that's coming through. But even if it seems like, wait a minute, she said heart and lungs, and now she's telling me that the back of my neck has something going on, just trust that when that dynamic is shifted from the back of the neck, that's going to open up your heart and lungs. And this is a really important piece that goes with that, is that so often it's what we're thinking in our mind. It's the beliefs that we're holding. It's the perspectives that we have that actually help to create the congestion and shut down that flow into the heart and lungs, because they aren't necessarily aligned with our highest truth. Right? It might be more aligned with what we've experienced and what we maybe have come to fear being on the planet, or what we think is our limitation, or things that we took on and they don't match, but we just didn't realize it because we didn't know. You know, and we've all done that to some extent. And so if you find that I'm going, it seems like I'm doing a reading and it's like, where is she going with this? Just really listen in for what's coming through, because my intention with the readings is really to identify that point of congestion that's impacting your heart and lung freedom and flow and vitality. And as you mentioned, Carrie, the sacred spiritual connection. When we open up to that sacred spiritual flow, the physical body feels relief. There is no denying that. I've witnessed it so much. It always still continues to blow my mind what people experience when they connect in with their higher truth in this way, and how it shifts the body in ways that, I mean, it's just amazing. It's just totally amazing.
Yes. Well, let's do some of that. And I will, let's do some readings. Again, the question, when I come to you, just let us know your name and just ask this question. What is my number one point of destructive congestion? That is the question to ask Amanda. I'm going to go to live callers, and then we'll take some from the webcast too, because a lot of you wrote in as well. So first caller that I'm going to, and it's star 2 to raise your hand, by the way, is area code 778. You're live with us, 778.
Oh, hi, it's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Welcome. How are you?
Thanks. I am good. I'll say that, right?
Okay. There's a lot packed in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, there is a lot packed in there. I can trust me on that. But nonetheless, what is the point of my destructive, congestive pattern? Is that the question?
Yep, got it. You nailed it. That's perfect. I got it. even as you were starting to chat and just kind of tuning in, one of the things that I'm seeing as the structure to start with addressing. So I didn't say as much about energetic structures, but I do see things that kind of plug into our body or energy fields that usually they're designed with some kind of higher intention. Like the idea behind them being in the field is that they're going to serve in some way. Maybe they'll protect. Maybe they'll create support or something like that. But sometimes these structures, even though there was a positive intention with creating them, they actually inhibit flow. And so that's what I'm seeing for you, Debbie, is that there's a structure that's plugging in to the front heart space, the front chest space. And it's very rigid, and it looks like a beam that's kind of plugging into the chest, but then there's this little mini shield that's stemming out from that. And it's like having to, there's this sense of having to battle off things that are coming at you. And so I see the little shield, but then I also see the swords, and I see a sword in each hand. And it's like having them at the ready, having to defend and bat away the things that you don't want coming at you. And it's almost as if you're like in this war zone of things coming at you, and you have to be ready and on alert. And so where I see this stemming from, there's a past life origin to this, and it's going back 72 past lives. So it's kind of a ways back. And the image that I'm being shown is actually defending a village, you know, like a warrior spirit, but it's like your mama warrior, like, you know, really defending the children and being that strong leader in that village. And so there's this sense of that's the role that I have to play. And so there's a feeling of honor to that, which could potentially make there be some reluctance to letting it go, and feeling like it's honorable to do that. And so the thing is that your higher self is really saying, like, this is important. You don't have to let go of helping and serving and supporting others, but you don't have to be the one who's like on the front lines with all this stuff coming at you that you have to battle away. And so the main emotion around all that is it's worry for others. It's more about worry for others and making sure that everyone's taken care of. And so you want to watch any patterns of neglect of self or not taking care of self or feelings like I can't take care of myself because of. And those reasons can be endless, right? It can be anywhere to I don't have the time, I don't have the energy, I don't have the money, I don't have the resources that I need available where I live. Like, that list could go on and on and on. But the important thing to recognize is that the question for you to ask Spirit is, how can I open myself up to allow myself to be supported by divine, by God, by grace, you know, whatever that feels most supportive for you.
Mm-hmm. Debbie, yeah. how did that feel hearing that?
Well, I feel completely speechless. How's that?
that's a response. So,
well, it's rather curious. You know, I've been asking lots of questions for lots of different people, and everybody's got their own thing of what my things are. So that has not ever been one of them. So
yeah.
I know that I've been here more than one lifetime, and I can bloody wait to... the truth of it is I can hardly wait till this one is finished. So when you say that those... So when you say those things that I'm worried about others,
mm-hmm.
I'm not so much anymore. I'm not really worried about anything. I feel concerned for my life, and I wonder why I don't want to be here. But as for defending anything off anymore, I just feel done.
I'm
grateful for the
Debbie.
Information.
This is a perfect example of how we can be running things beneath the surface that are taking up tons of energy that actually aren't even relevant anymore. But it impacts
apparently
the body.
Apparently not.
Yeah, it impacts the body. It takes up energy, and it does have you feeling you could, like, you could let go of this old paradigm of who you've ever been in this lifetime and have a completely different experience of life. And that's likely what's being called forth as this is being exposed and brought up. With the release of that, you become a whole different person because you don't have this energy being utilized and put into that dynamic of that kind of tight, rigid energy that's holding you back from own connection with self and that deeper sense of fulfillment internally.
So the question that you suggested is the one to unveil some of this information or to be able to let go of it or
yeah.
I can just decide to let go of it?
Well, you can, and
no,
that's where the deeper work comes in as well. The deeper work. So that's one of the things that I'm offering support with is to walk through the process of releasing the dynamics that are being revealed through the reading.
Hmm.
Right.
Okay. Well, Debbie, I'm sending you so
thank
much
you.
Love, and I hope that
you.
You're very welcome, Debbie. Many, many blessings to you.
Thank you.
I feel like a lot of people sometimes
Debbie.
Just, yes, lose vitality, interest in anything, and it's just like blah, that you know, they're at that point. And it's a matter of just like saying, I'm going to change this, and here's a starting point, and I'm going to receive some help. And so, Debbie, just sending you so much love. So thank you,
yeah,
Amanda, for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just to speak to that, I've had my own moments of that years ago where that hopelessness, that sense of like, I don't want to go on anymore. I don't want to live like this. I don't want to live in this paradigm where it all felt just like, you know, like,
yeah.
There didn't feel like that deep sense of internal connection and fulfillment. It's like, I just don't want to do this anymore, you know? And I've had those moments, so I don't take that lightly. I don't diminish that in any way. And I want everyone listening, if you're in that space, to know that when you do the deeper work and do the shifting, you can connect to source in this moment, in this existence, in this space of consciousness, and have a completely different experience of life. And I can say that with confidence because I've done it. You know, it's not something that is a promise, that isn't something that hasn't happened. It's something I've actually lived through, where it's like who I am today is so vastly different than who I was even a couple years ago, but definitely a decade ago. You know, such a different space of being where it's like there's such a preciousness and such an honoring of where I am and what I'm doing in my day to day. And not just with the work I do, but also in being with my daughters and being with friends and family and the connections and even just being in existence of connecting in and tuning in to what's being asked through me and having that deeper sense of purpose and fulfillment, whether I'm actually on a call and sharing in a beautiful community like here, or whether I'm simply out on a walk and communing with nature, or, you know, whatever it is I'm doing, that energy, that presence is available and it's conscious within me at this point. And so that's something that definitely can shift. Mm-hmm. When we go deeper in and open up to what is it that's really being called for through this pain that I'm feeling in the moment.
Right. Yes, yes, yes. And Debbie, I really do hope that, you know, sometimes it is like a decision, like I'm going to create a change and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to get support.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're not minimizing anything that you said by any means. And thank you for sharing, Amanda, that you've been there. And you know what that feels like. And so very significant to share. Okay, next caller that I'm going to is area code 910. You are live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Hi.
Hi.
I know, sorry, I'll let you finish. What is your name?
Pamela.
Hi, Pamela.
Okay.
Hi.
Welcome to the call, Pamela.
Thank you. I was wondering if Amanda would do a reading for me or message on what is my number one destructive congestion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for you, I'm actually going to the middle front forehead in relation to the third eye and pineal gland. There is what looks like a real tight ball of energy in that space, almost like, you know, the gumballs that fall from the trees and they got kind of the spiky spikes coming off of them. It looks like that, if I could relate it to something. And what I'm seeing with that energy is that there's this sense of feeling like there's things that I know that I don't want to know because it doesn't match what others think I should do or be or should know. It's like it's as if you have a capacity to really reach out and understand and see things from a perspective that people can't necessarily relate to because it hasn't been their experience of life. But then because of that, it feels isolating, or it feels like as if I'm weird or different somehow. And so it's messing with that ability to connect and relate to others if I know it. That's the perspective. That's what's being held in that energy of blocking, that capacity to be able to expand out and open to what's wanting to come through. And what I see is the origin point for this energy being created is three past lives ago. And it looks like being cast out, like being cast out of the family in that lifetime for being different. And for not doing what the family expected and not following the rules and not sticking to that kind of thing. And so with that, that's then translating as, okay, well, I only want to open and expand to just enough. I don't actually want to really open and expand it too much because I don't want to run that risk of being ostracized and cast out again and being alone, right? So it's really about that deeper sense of not wanting to be alone, wanting to be connected, wanting to be in community with people. And the perception is that if I know the fullness of my truth, I can't do that. So one of the things when this type of pattern tends to show up is I always tell people, like, you can perceive the stuff without having to share it with everybody, right? Like, you don't have to share everything that you perceive. You can perceive it and ask questions about what does this mean or why am I being shown this? You know, what am I meant to do with this information and insight and get the clarity and then find the communities like this where it's safe, where people are like, yeah, let's see what you got going on. What are you perceiving? I want to know. I'm curious, right? We're really fortunate in that that's becoming more mainstream in some ways. We have communities that do allow for that and honor that, not just allow for it, but like are like, wow, that's really amazing. Tell me more, right? So that's what I'm seeing for you, Pamela, to really shift that energy and that perception that of really expanding out into that knowing, like disconnect all that sense of if I do that, then I'm going to be alone and I'm not going to have that connection with others.
Totally makes sense. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela. All right. That was beautiful. Okay. It's amazing how you just get right in there and, you know, it's so unique to each individual. So, okay.
They show me.
Yeah. Next caller is area code 989. You're live, 989.
Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi,
welcome,
thanks
Mary.
For taking my call.
Sure.
So thank you. I have quite a bit of trouble with circulation and I think some kind of congestion in my lower body. My legs have a lot of almost bruised look areas and spider veins and varicose. Mm-hmm. And I just always had trouble with that circulation there. And I'm just wondering if you can tell what it is that is causing this for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you first started talking, I immediately was drawn to your lower body primarily, and I was seeing like this freeze state, like the body frozen in fear, was what I was being shown as an energetic dynamic. And where I see this, there's actually a plug that's plugging into your middle lower back, like just below the navel, but in the back. And, as that that plug is going in, I see it tracing back. Let me just trace this back. It's to your maternal timeline. And it's going back five generations. And there's this fear of the unknown. And it's a couple fears that are working together. It's fear of unknown, fear of moving forward and fear of the world. Like the world's a dangerous place, like this, it's this real kind of ominous, almost like a dark cloud energy that I see hovering in this space when I tune into that dynamic. It brings that energy in and kind of blocking out a different perspective, right? So it's like just being able to see all the possible things that could be harmful or could go wrong or, you know, could be painful or something like that. And so these beliefs are kind of working in tandem through that maternal timeline. The idea isn't that they hold you back. It's the idea is that, okay, if I'm cautious and careful, I can make sure I'm safe when I am moving forward. But it's creating this debilitating energy. Like I said, it looks like a, like frozen, like I saw ice, like the, like ice, like that degree of solidity. But I keep hearing frozen in fear. So it's those fears that you want to work with releasing and clearing and cleansing and also doing some clearing in that generational timeline to help unlock that pattern. And so, you know, that's the beauty of this work is that as you're clearing that, that also helps clear that family timeline. So that if other people in your family have that going on, it helps them to unlock from the intensity of that as well. And then, you know, they always have sovereign choice of whether or not they want to run that pattern. But it makes it much easier to step out of that when it's no longer desired. So not only are you serving yourself, but you're also serving your whole family line when you shift those dynamics.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you. Thanks. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Mary. I hope that was illuminating. And
yeah, very much.
Okay, good. Beautiful. All right. Blessings to you, Mary.
Thank you both. Thanks.
So welcome.
Blessings to you too.
Amanda, what I'd like to do now is go through your offers so that people can learn about the opportunity to take this further, and then we'll take some more callers and questions from our webcast. So you have created a new offer, a heart and lung revival plus a private session. All of the information can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on our marketplace. You'll see Amanda's beautiful face. Click on her picture and it'll take you to these two offers. So this is, you have very, very comprehensive programs, that they're live. And this one, you have a live group pre-session, which is an intention and preparation call. It's to get their everybody's body and their everything ready for what's going to take place. And then this is really about releasing blockages in the lungs, the respiratory system. Last time you were here, we did just the lungs, but this is the heart and the lungs, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So, you know, I was talking earlier about how intricately connected, and we all know that the heart and the lungs are so intricately connected. And I have such a passion for the heart. I mean, even as a young child, I love everything heart-shaped. You know, like I should have known, right? I should have known then how much I would be working with the heart, those little clues. But, you know, as we start to work with the heart and lungs together, we really help to create that open spaciousness in the chest that allows what I was talking about, that sacred breath to come through and then to be available to our entire body, right? So when we open up the circulation, when we clear out that congestion, the breath that comes through that chest space, it comes into this each cell simultaneously, right? So we actually are working through this program to open up the body so that as you take that sacred breath in, it's not just coming into the chest. It's actually coming into every single cell simultaneously. So that cellular respiration, right? We're breathing that oxygen directly into the cells of the body. And we're allowing that energy to circulate through the body in a big way because, you know, supportive energy comes from so many different places. We've got the supportive energy from the earth. That's a crystalline grid. And the earth loves us to share in the exchange of energy. I know some people say, oh, I don't want to take from the earth. But the earth likes the brilliant exchange. It's just like when you give a gift to somebody and their face lights up and you get so excited. You're like, oh, I did something and they love it, right? That's how the earth feels with us. So, you know, we open up the circulation to receive into that lower body like we were just identifying there in the reading, you know, to open up that lower body and really help that flow come in and support at the physical level. You know, we have the energy that comes in from source through divine. There's so many connection points in the body where energy and light can come in and through, and the heart and lungs are very big avenues for that. And so That's what we're working towards. So, you know, when we do the intention and preparation call, we're really priming the body, setting a powerful intention of what do I want to experience? So really not looking at, okay, you might want to start with, okay, this is what I don't like, but we really want to open up to what do I want to experience? And not just what does my mind think that I want to experience? Like, okay, I want to be able to breathe easier. But like, what do I want to experience? I want to breathe the flow of oxygen into my body and feel it moving through every cell of my body, right? You know, deeper connection with that breath, something like that. I want to open up to really allowing all the blessings that want to come in to support and serve me in the forms of abundance, whether it's money, healthy connections, love, beauty, gratitude, you know, whatever that is. There's so many different ways we can open up to a bigger intention than what our mind thinks is possible. So we start off with that, because that in and of itself will start to reveal some of the limitations that we have around what's possible. And we start to dissolve those. We start to dissolve those limitations. And that's really important, because the blockages, the congestion that we hold in the chest space tends to link back to patterns of unworthiness, not feeling worthy to receive, and deeper wounds and sadness and trauma that tends to be held in that heart space that doesn't allow for the flow. It gets stagnant in that space. So in that intention and preparation call, we're really working to start to shift those dynamics, shift the limitations, and open up more of that flow. Then we get really specific with the intuitive reading call. So we'll do one for the lungs and respiratory system, and then we'll do a second call for the heart and circulatory system. And so in each of those calls, we are getting personal. You know, if you sign up, you're getting a reading in each of those calls. Even if you can't be on the call at the designated time, you're going to get that, because I'll share with you the opportunity to put your request in before we meet for the call. So you're going to get your personal reading on what's going on in your lungs and your respiratory system. You're going to get your personal reading on what's going on in your heart and circulatory system. And then right there on the call, we're all going to go through together a guided journey to help shift that dynamic right there. So you get your reading, and then you go through the clearing process. And, you know, we're doing that, and I'm running you through the guided journey, but I'm also tuned into the group energy as I'm leading you through that. So it's multi-layered of what's going on in that call, where it's like you had your reading, and so that's really opening up to the release of those dynamics. And that really starts to bring greater synchronization and harmony to the heart and lungs, and bring your whole nervous system on board with what's wanting to open up through the heart and lungs even deeper. And so then after we do those calls, we're going to come together on a heart and lung revitalization and rejuvenation, clearing and transformational experiential call. And this is really about going deeper into, once we've done the specific work with the heart and the lungs, we really want to foster that synchronicity, and we want to look at what's going on with the rest of the body as well. You know, are there deeper dynamics? So if we've addressed the chest, like, do we really need to look more fully out systemically to what's going on with the circulation to the limbs, to the brain, through the nervous system? You know, what's going on in addition to what was happening that also needs to be addressed and upgraded? Because we're really looking at a whole upgrade for your, you know, this really is a revival for the heart and lungs. So we're really looking at shifting that out and looking at the whole body systemically. So all of that's included in the first offer, right? So that's, you can get just that. But if you really want to go deep and have a really foundational revamp transformation, then you would also want to do the session. And in the session, what we're doing is we're doing all that prep work. Yeah, the private one-on-one session. So this is one-on-one with me, where we're really looking personally at what's going on for you. What we're doing is, you know, I'm going in and looking at what happened with all the shifts and transformation, and what's being called forth in and through you now. What's the next level of upgrade? What's the next level of expansion within you that's wanting to occur to really anchor in the higher light and to open you up? So we're actually going to take you into specific spaces within the body, within the heart and lungs, and have you bask in the energy of what's possible. And then we're going to bring that into your body and integrate that, so that you are now operating from the foundation and the platform of that energy, and anything, any limitations, any energies, patterns, old dynamics that don't match that flow of light and energy and freedom in your body will dissolve. They will be cleared and shifted through that process. So any of the limitations in the heart and lungs, any sense of feeling like the universe, you know, it's not providing for me, any sense of feeling disconnected, alone, isolated, feeling like I have to work really hard, all these different dynamics that tend to relate in the heart and lungs will be released through that deep process that happens in the private one-on-one session. And this, the session is so profound and it's so beautiful. And it always brings me to tears when I do this one, because it goes so deep into connecting to that divine nature of you. And it's just absolutely brilliant.
There's a lot of information, you know, on this page. If you guys want to read through, everything that's presented here, you know, there's so much that happens during this session. You share auric disruptions are pinpointed and the repair is done. The flow of energy between the lungs and heart is assessed. The four chambers of the heart are examined. Lungs and respiratory system, assess. So there's a lot of things that you're able to go in and just one-on-one, in addition to all of the group work, you know, really support someone in opening up to a new physical reality, which will also equal a new spiritual reality, a new everything, whole body recalibration, I'm reading here. So, and there's a lot of benefits that, and I guess you notice, you know, a lot of these transformational experiences with people, because you work with people all the time. So if someone is having a really rough time, you know, with their lungs, with their heart, with their congestion, I mean, do you see people having a session like this and really coming out of it changed?
Well, absolutely. You can't experience the divinity of your nature. You can't go into your heart space and really experience your soul at that depth of the level without having a profoundly different perception of what exists within you. It's just impossible. And the thing is that's so important, and this is why I think working with the heart is so important, is that we tend to sometimes get these ideas in our mind of what it means to ascend or expand or to be enlightened or to evolve, right? We get these ideas in our mind and we hear things that sound like truth and we're like, yes, like I can imagine that, but we can't always seem to get there, to have that experientially in our bodies. And that's what we're bringing you into in this session. You are literally going into that energy field and becoming that energy in your whole entire body, your entire body illuminated, lit up with that energy. And once you've experienced that, you can't go back. It's like, you know, once you learn how to, as you're a child, once you learn how to walk, you don't go back and start crawling. I mean, you might a little bit at first because it feels familiar, but ultimately, you know, as you grow older, you don't necessarily refer back to crawling, you know, once you walk. And so it's a similar idea. It's like once you've expanded into a new way of doing things, you know, that you might have that like, oh, maybe I want to go back for the crutch, but ultimately it's going to feel so good to be in the freedom of what you experience within the space of the heart and lungs, that reverting back, you're just not even going to want to do it, right? But it's getting to that at the cellular level versus a conceptual idea of what's possible. And then it's so hard when you're in that space of the conceptual idea because you feel like, I want to feel this, but your body doesn't always quite get there. And you can feel that disconnect, and that can actually become frustrating. That can actually be more frustrating than being blissfully ignorant, I think I sometimes call it, right? And so that's what it really is. It's like we're coming into that space of really opening you up to, okay, I've had this experience of it. Now I know what it feels like in my body. And it allows you to go, oh, wait, I don't want to hold on to these paradigms. And that's where it goes back to what you were talking about and what Debbie was bringing in about making a choice. Can I just make a choice? And a lot of it, it's like, oh, wait, I don't have to hold on to these patterns. I can just let them go. And sometimes it is that simple because you've already done so much that's led to that moment of making that decision and that choice without realizing that you've done all that. And so it becomes so beautiful. And so that's what we're really looking at, is opening up to that higher flow of light and truth that allows those things to fall away. And then you just don't have to go in and analyze all the individual patterns and paradigms. You can just really allow yourself to be in the spaciousness of your own sacred nature in your body.
Mm-hmm. I love that word spaciousness, because it's like you want to be able to breathe fully, mm-hmm. deeply. And that doesn't just mean physically. You want to breathe in the beauty of life and the beauty of what's possible and why you're here, you know, spaciousness. That is a perfect word.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's so important. I know that that's the confinement that is being felt, and that's a confinement that comes when we have that congestion, when we have that impaired circulation. It can feel like we're closing in on ourselves. And so that's what we're really doing. We're opening back up to allow that flow of spirit, that flow of light to come in. Because the reality is our perspectives change constantly, right? We're never in the same place we were the day before. And so we want to be in, like you said, Carrie, that space of spaciousness where we can be open to what's the next thing that's wanting to come in to reveal to me, for me, through me. And that's a huge part of what we're doing. When we're in that space of flow, the body loves it. Mm-hmm. The body knows what to do, and you know what to do for your body, right?
Yes.
And you have that clarity regardless of what that is. And then you're not caught up in what are other people saying, or what is, you know, or the fear of like, am I making the right choice? Any of that kind of stuff, it just goes away, and you can be settled in that knowing of, okay, I'm making the decisions that are really serving and honoring me in this moment, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, and also to recognize the spaciousness. I mean, we're talking heart, mind, body, spirit. We're talking financial spaciousness, the
yes.
spaciousness to receive abundance and prosperity, and a butterfly just flew by. So it's
oh.
the spaciousness to feel free in every
mm-hmm.
way, in your body, in your mind, in your relationships, in your finances. All of these things are all interrelated. So create that space. And you've always, all of your programs that you've provided here have been hugely successful. People love them. So I really appreciate you coming back and, well, and adding the heart into this one, you know, because as I said last
mm-hmm.
time, we did lungs, but this is heart and lungs. So thank you for doing that, Amanda. And I'm going to go to our webcast now. A lot of you wrote in earlier. Would you please write back in and let me know you're still here, because we would love to get some feedback if I call on you. So I'm going to go to the very top here because I know that you're still here. Mo, M-O. Said that she is asking if you could take a look at her husband's lungs. Is that something you can do, Amanda?
Well, usually if somebody is asking for another person, what I ask is, do I even have permission? Right. So that's something that's really important when we're looking at the heart and lungs. We want to really be in the honoring of sovereignty of one another. Right. And so Mo, if you can write in and just let us know that he's given permission for me to do that, then I can absolutely do that. But I do require permission to look in for somebody.
Yeah, as we're waiting on that, she said he's struggling with his overall health, has been hospitalized twice this year, waiting for an accurate prognosis. Doctors are swamped here in the tropics.
Mm-hmm.
She did say after that, would the special offer be suitable for him? His name is Martin. He's 49 years old. Can you feel into that in terms of intuitively, would the offer be suitable or helpful for him?
Well, you know, that's another thing where, again,
yeah, for him.
I usually like to have the permission from the person before connecting in with that energy.
Mm-hmm. All right. If she writes back, I will let you know.
Perfect. Thank
okay.
You.
I'm going to go to Anne. Hi, Anne. I love Anne. Anne in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
She said, hi, beautiful beings. Thank you for taking my question. I would like to know, what is my primary point of destructive congestion? Thank you and love to you all. Right back to you, Anne.
Yeah. And so what I'm seeing, there's what looks like a tennis ball size energy that's sitting right beneath the sternum between the rib cage. And with that energy, what I see is there's a lot of doubt and frustration that's settled into that space. And the doubt is around self, and but there's also frustration that's projected both outward and also inward towards self. And the frustration is around not trusting yourself. So that's the dynamic that I'm seeing playing out. And where I see this stemming from is past life. It goes back 4 past lives ago, and it has to do with mother energy in that lifetime. So, you know, that not being able to please or get the approval. And so what I'm seeing with that is that there's been this linkage that getting approval from others equals love, right? So love is attached to approval. So that's something you want to break down, that linkage. Like, let yourself be loved just because, right? Like, no reason. So you want to start to break down that sense of having to have approval in order to be loved. And so that links into, there's a deeper sense of sadness that's with that, that's in the kind of pulling in the lower lungs that I'm seeing, and lower heart space as well. So that's what you want to work with shifting.
Okay, Anne, let us know that you received that beautiful message. And okay, I'm going to go to Renee in Prior Lake. She said, please, can she take a look at my heart? So many palpitations and irregular heartbeats. So grateful.
Yeah, right away I'm seeing anxiety. And what's interesting about this anxiety is it actually is showing up like a ping pong ball. I see a ping pong ball that's bouncing back and forth. It's outside of you, but it's in front of you. It's like as if it's blocking your vision, like it's going up from the chest space and like going all around in an erratic pattern in front of you. And it's like that's distracting from anything else. Right? It's this distractor pattern. And that anxiety, so as I'm tuning into that, I want to see where that originates for you. It's actually coming through your paternal timeline, so dad's side of the family, but it looks like a grandma energy. So I'm just getting to see, is it your grandma, his grandma? So going back to that generation, and there's it, what it looks like it was is like this anticipation, like this attempt to anticipate what's going to happen so I can be prepared. So what you want to look at is, where is that showing up for you? Is that something that's showing up for you that it's almost like this incessant need to be prepared, or that anxiety kicks in? So it's like looking at all these different things going on and like, what are the different things that can happen, and being totally distracted by that and not seeing that, like, if I just turn my vision slightly, oh, wait, there is like this beautiful oasis I can go settle into and I can just relax and be. And trust that my intuition is going to lead me when I need to be aware of things. So that's what I see, that release of anxiety needing to be supported in that whole paradigm. And the caveat that I want to add to that is that that doesn't mean that you can't plan and prepare. I always feel like it's important, you know, when we're looking at things and we want to get things done, it's always good to have plans in place, but it's more about releasing the anxiety that comes if things don't go according to plan, or if you don't have a backup plan for all the possibilities. So that's what we're really looking at, releasing and letting go.
Okay. There you go, Renee. I hope that you heard that. I'm going to go to David, K-M-E-T-Z, Kmetz. He said, could you scan me and advise me of any physical issues I need to address to help my body through the ascension symptoms? Anything you see for David?
I'm being drawn to the left shoulder, the left front shoulder. And what I'm seeing is what looks like a knot. And from that knot, there's a rope that is running through the body, out the back and down like a tether. And what I hear is that there's this sense of don't get too far ahead of yourself. That's the belief that I hear coming in. And this is coming from a past life, and it's related to dad energy in that past life. It's 18 past lives ago. And so as we're looking into that dynamic, there's the interesting dynamic. It almost looks like as if you were being held back in that lifetime because that dad, your dad in that lifetime, didn't want you to soar beyond what he had achieved or accomplished. It was like this fear of you doing better or being better. And then as a result, him feeling inferior. So there's this kind of twisted dynamic that has settled into your being, that me shining, me really expanding out and living the fullness of me somehow diminishes others or somehow reflects on others. And so that's what you really want to start to work to break down, is relating your ascension, your progression, your expansion, like anywhere that has any kind of connection to what others are doing, how they're influencing you, how your expansion might influence them. Really do an examination. Like, I would even make out a list. Just let yourself automatically write or automatically speak, whichever way is most effective for you. I'm really seeing the writing, though. Just write out all the ways in which there's this perception that you're expansion internally, that your evolution is somehow interacting and engaging with others. Just write that out and let all of that go. I mean, you know, when we think about it, anything that we do impacts the collective consciousness, and the collective consciousness is always impacting us in some way, right? There's no way that we can completely disconnect. That's the nature. We're all connected at that deepest, most fundamental level of our being. But we don't have to tailor our own ways of being, our own actions, our own expansion to the perceptions of how that's going to impact others, or the perception of how situations, circumstances, or others might be affecting us. You know, really just letting all of that go. So that's what I see as the deeper dynamic to work with, really going deep into and releasing the frustration around that. I see just so much frustration around that, that's linked again to that front left shoulder. Mm-hmm. And that's creating like almost a torsion or a twisting in the chest space as well. That's kind of creating a weird dynamic in the chest space around being able to open up fully. Like, I don't see that it's super closed off, but I see that there's definitely more room for more breath and air and flow of sacred light to come into that chest space.
Beautiful message, David. I hope you received that. Feel free to write back in and let us know. There is another David from Carolina Beach. He would love a reading. What is his number one point of destructive congestion? David, Carolina Beach.
I'm going to the throat. There's clogged up expression. So there's this sense of feeling this need of having to hold back. Having to hold back, not feeling safe is a big part of that. Not feeling safe and being able to express. And also ridicule is the word that's coming in. So there's this sense of being ridiculed if I speak up and out and share authentically. So there's that perception that's being projected out that doesn't allow, you know, you might even encounter someone, David, that would be open to it, but because of that projection out of like, I'm not going to be received, it kind of skews the energy and it doesn't allow them to be open and it doesn't allow you to feel free in your own expression. So really working with that sense of not feeling safe in the expression and feeling like you're not going to be received and that you're going to be ridiculed. Those are the kind of the three main pieces that I would say to work with, really clearing out of that throat space. Where I see that originating for you is five past lives ago. And I actually see what looks like a hand on the neck space, like, what did you say? Like someone going like, what did you say? And just tightening there, right? Just tightening and it not being comfortable. So there's actually some energetic trauma also to be cleared from that space. And so even just now, I see that starting to, detach. So just continue to go deeper with that to let that fully release.
Okay. Thank you, David, for being with us. And I hope that you heard that. Thank you, Amanda. I'm going to go to Kathy in San Jose. Can you please tell me what is my number one point of destructive congestion? And thank you. It's Kathy.
Kathy, I'm being drawn to your right knee. And so with the right knee, what I see is what looks like this square-like structure. And, but it's at an angle. So it's the, one of the horizontal beams of that square is sitting just below the kneecap, kind of pressing in on the shin. And then it goes at an angle. And then the back horizontal beam is sitting, just at the back of the hamstring. And so with this structure, what I'm hearing is that, it was meant to be an anchor into truth, reality, the values that are important to you in a past life. And this 13 past lives ago, it has a lot to do with mother in that lifetime. Like, this is what's important. Don't lose sight of this. Always remember. And so that structure was meant to kind of be an anchor to help keep you centered and grounded in those values and those beliefs. But what's happened is that anchor that was meant to keep you centered in those values and beliefs actually still has you anchored into something that doesn't really match you at this point. So it may have even been supportive in that lifetime, but it's certainly holding you back in this lifetime. And what's happening is that the heart is wanting to move forward, but the heart is holding on to a lot of sadness because there's a sense of feeling like I can't break free no matter what I do. So that's the deeper belief that's kind of a result of that structure. So the first step is releasing that structure. And then you want to go back and start to look at, okay, what are the beliefs I'm holding about being able to really be in freedom and be calling forth into my existence and into my world what my heart really wants.
Beautiful reading. Kathy, I hope that you heard that. And I'm so grateful that you are here with us. Lacey in Ontario. Hi, beautiful souls. Loving this conversation. I always learn so much about the body from Amanda, and I'm incredibly grateful. Can I please ask what my number one point of destructive congestion is? Thank you for your wisdom.
So Lacey, for you, what I'm seeing is there's a combination of throat and thymus gland. Right. And so our thymus is really deeply connected with our immune system function. And also, though, with really actively living our passion. And so what I'm seeing for you, Lacey, is that you're really being called forward into more deeply identifying what is it that lights you up? What are you really passionate about? What do you really love? And letting yourself come more fully into doing that more consistently, more fully, more actively. And so if you're already working in what is your passion, then what you want to do is you want to go, okay, what else is wanting to come forth through that? Like, it might be a fresh take on that. It might be something new that's wanting to come in that goes with that, but it's a deeper expression of it. But there's definitely an expression that's wanting to come through. And I see that actually wanting to come up through the sacral, right, through that sensual energy that's wanting to really come up through the lower body and come up and out to be expressed. Now, if you're not working consistently in your passion, then you want to look at what's going on there. Now, the belief that's limiting that capacity to really be in that more expanded space of living in that passionate flow, is that there's this perception of what I should be doing, obligation and responsibility. That's what's coming in. It's like this sense of, okay, well, I have to make sure these things are taken care of, and then I can get to what lights me up. And so that's not allowing more of the fullness of what wants to come through to fully come in and be embodied. So that's what you want to work with. That whole sense of being responsible, taking care of the obligations, and not having to come first, and not having to be independent of your passionate flow, that stems from a past life. 33 past lives ago is where I'm being led, and it's obligation to family, obligation to community, obligation to work. And in that lifetime, the survival of your community depended on people taking care of those obligations. So really look at where there's any beliefs around what's required in order for you to survive. And so one perspective that comes in with this is that when there are certain responsibilities that have to be taken care of. Because, you know, we all have administrative things we have to do. We pay our bills, right? We take care of those things. We do our laundry. We wash our dishes, or we at least make sure that stuff's taken care of. And so really you can actually have passion as you're doing that. You can actually bring in more of that passionate flow, bring in the freedom, bring in the energy that makes those things fun. you know, or at least it diffuses any kind of heaviness around them. So really starting to open to that as a possibility as well, to create some more of that inner freedom.
Beautiful. That was for Lacey. Lacey, there you go, my dear. Kathy wrote back in and said, thank you so much. I resonate with what you said. Anne also said, thank you, Carrie and Amanda. That definitely resonates. Thank you. Now that I'm aware of what's going on, I can bring in the awareness to release and call in higher consciousness there. Exciting. So much love to you all. Love you. Love you too, Anne. David said, thank you so much. Renee said, thank you so much. I guess she resonated with being prepared for everything is still right on. Time to let go of that. Good, Renee. Yeah. Thank you guys for the feedback. And
yeah, thank you.
I'm gonna do one more. It is, where did she go? Jackie in Spokane. What is her number one point of destructive congestion, Jackie?
Yeah, I'm going to right front chest. It's like kind of in the breastbone area there. There's, it looks like a patch of energy, like that. It looks like a patch that's sitting on top of the chest. And there's this heaviness, this sense of feeling like I'm not doing enough. And I'm really glad you took this one, Carrie, because I see this one a lot. This sense of feeling like I'm not doing enough, then you can have yourself, and this is what I'm seeing for you, Jackie, running and running and doing and busy and busy, and it's never going to feel like it's enough. It's always going to feel like I failed, I've not gotten it all done. That's the dynamic that you're running with right now, Jackie, and it's what that's doing is it's really wearing you down. There comes a point where it can almost get to like, what's the point? Why even bother doing anything? You know, if it's not getting done what I want it to get done and need it to get done. And so, where I see that originating for you, it goes back 11 past lives, and, it's just a really tumultuous physical environment. Lots of stuff going on. And almost like physical disaster type stuff where it's like things getting fixed and then being destroyed again and like not being able to get ahead. And so the thing that I'm seeing, though, is that there's isolation in this. It's like you have to be the one to do it. Like there's not other people pitching in and helping in. And so really starting to go deeper into looking at what is that for you, you know, where is that perspective of you have to be the one doing it and you can't do enough. Breaking that down, releasing that out, and allowing you to recognize that you're doing your part, right? So, like, I'm not here interviewing myself. Carrie's interviewing me. She's doing her part. She's interviewing, and I'm sharing what's coming through, you know, for me to share as the medical intuitive in this call. So together we make a really beautiful, brilliant team, right? And it's much more enriching. So we're doing our part. So in a similar way, Jackie, when you're doing your things, it's like you want to recognize, what is the part I'm meant to fulfill? And allow you to recognize that you're bringing your brilliance and genius to that piece. And that's what you're meant to bring. And allowing that to be partnered with what others can bring as their genius that makes the team whole and complete. So that you're not having to do it all, and that you are also not feeling like it's what you are doing is inadequate, right? That what you're doing is contributing in a big way. So really starting to release that pressure around what you think you have to do. And what, in that sense of feeling like it's not enough, because that's going to open you up. That's going to allow you to actually just breathe and be and relax and go, okay, you know, here are the things that are meant for me to do and that I can get done. And these are going to contribute in a big way. And that's really going to let you start to come into greater understanding, not only that what you are meant to do, but also to actually recognize all that you have been doing and the ways in which you are contributing that maybe you haven't seen before. Because our contributions in this world are so much more than what we see with the physical eye or perceive with our physical senses, right? There's so much that we're doing on an energetic level when we're doing something. And we all know this experience of sometimes somebody could just smile at you and it just totally shifts your day. Like it just feels good. And so that's what's coming through for you, Jackie, is to really just come, you know, release those dynamics, but then also come into greater appreciation of self.
Great message. Thank you, Amanda. Jackie, that was for you. I hope that you heard it. And Lacey just wrote back in and said, thank you, Amanda. That is amazing. I've been getting deeper and deeper into bringing my passions forward into every moment, learning to live from the direction of my heart, which is something Carrie helps me with every time I listen to her.
Yeah.
Aw, thank you. Thank you both for your beautiful energy. Thank you for being here, Lacey. Thank you for the message, truly. And I appreciate you just bringing your light into this community because I know you're here often, Lacey. Thank you. What amazing messages. And, you know, for anyone, if you really want to feel that revival, renewal, restoration, rejuvenation, that's what Amanda can really help you with. I mean, far beyond, you know, just opening that door today. So I hope that you'll consider the opportunity to work with her privately. I think that's probably the most ideal option because you also get the heart and lung revival. Is it a workshop? Would you call it a workshop? Is it a...
Yeah. We're going to be definitely going to be going in and doing some deeper work. So it's definitely going to be an interactive workshop type of call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so all of that is available to you also. Amanda, thank you so much for being here and just for being so generous with your time and all the readings that you did. And you certainly don't – it doesn't appear that they impact you. You are so energetic. It's like boom, 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 boom. Yes, it does not it doesn't seem to take away energy from you. It seems like it just enhances your energy by giving in that way.
It is, you know, whenever I think that's what's so important, and especially since we're talking about the heart, when we are truly in the flow of what we're meant to be doing, and when we're giving from that space, the universe provides, you know, we are so lifted up and gifted. And the more that we utilize our gifts, I can't stress this enough, because, you know, it can be easy to get into fear around, oh, what are people going to think? Or I'm not ready, or I need to know more or learn more. But we all have such a depth of wisdom, not just from what we've gone through in our own lives in this lifetime, but we have all these other lifetimes of energies and all this information and knowledge and insight and wisdom embedded within our DNA and within our bodies and within ourselves and within our spiritual soul consciousness that we bring forward. And so whenever we're operating from that perspective of just being of service and really allowing ourselves to be the instrument, that energy is provided. You know, it opens up that flow and it allows us to be in that space of really being able to observe what's coming through and what's being revealed without getting mired in it. You know, it's like I'm walking by the person who's falling in the pit of quicksand. I'm like, oh, there's a rope right here. Let me toss you this rope. I pull them out and I keep on going, right? That's what it's like versus, oh, let me jump in there with you and let's see how we can figure out how to get out of here, right? It's kind of like a difference of that. Like, so it's really just allowing ourselves to be able to be in that space of flow and observe, you know, what's coming through, what's the contribution here. You know, but the other piece is I've had my journey, especially recently, of really connecting in with and honoring and going, what do I need to support myself so that I'm taken care of and uplifted, right? Really taking responsibility for that and not waiting for it to come outside of me, not making excuses or reasons as to what's going on around me as to why I'm not honoring that for myself. You know, and that's been a journey because it's very easy when we see pain and suffering in the world. We want to support. We want to help. We want to give. And so the best way we can do that is to take care of ourselves so that we can recognize what are the ways in which I'm being called forth to support that's going to have the greatest impact and the farthest reach. And so that's something that I'm always tuning into and opening up to and continuing my journey along. And so, you know, the heart is the conduit for that. And so that, you know, when I talk about the heart, obviously I have such a passion for it. I have a passion for the body, you know, and the heart is just that special space because that really is the conduit and that powerful, magnificent radiator of light that really allows us to step into that and open and awaken to that at the deepest level of our mm-hmm. being. And so that's really the invitation and what's being called forth to really help revitalize that. I meant it when I said that, you know, when our heart and lungs are compromised, it has a huge impact on our quality of life. The reverse is true. When we really have that open and flowing, you know, even as things are crazy and kooky and wild, and I was sharing with some of the stuff that's going on in the physical environment around me with you, Carrie, earlier, that's kind of wild. But we stay centered and we know that we're being taken care of because a lot of times even in the chaos, we're actually upgrading. And so when we can stay centered in that flow through the heart and just know that it's happening for our highest good, we don't have to go through those emotional swings and highs and lows that totally deplete us and take us out. And it's just so beautiful because we know that the divine, that the universe, that God, that source has our back and that we're being taken care of.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful way to wrap up. Thank you. That was an amazing message.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Amanda, for being here, and look forward to having you back. And I'm excited to see what beautiful beings will show up and participate in the program. Yes. I would say, you know, really affirm, declare your commitment to a self-care revival, you know, like,
yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Declare it, claim it. Like, I am committed from this moment forward to a self-care revival and get the support. And then it's like you were saying, you're not going to start, go back to crawling again. You're going to start soaring and thriving, and it's going to feel so good that you're not going to go backward. So, it's just a matter of saying yes to getting support. We all need it. So, yes. So thank you, Amanda, and to everybody. Thank you so much for the gift of your time and your willingness and openness and readiness and presence today. It is an honor and a real gift to have you with us. Notice how you're feeling. Notice what stood out for you, what shifted for you. Notice what's different. Notice what you're ready for now. Notice what you're ready to commit to now. And I hope it's a self-care revival. I just feel, it feels like what you've ignited, Amanda. So
I love it. I love that.
So everybody just open up, notice everything, and then just open up to receive the benefits of everything that's been ignited within you today. You are a sacred being, a creator, a multi-dimensional master of light. Claim yourself as that. And if you need support in claiming that, it is available. So just remember, you're brilliant, you are resilient, you're dearly loved, and you are not alone. Thank you for joining Amanda and myself on this really illuminating, a soulful adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of new earth grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and please offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everybody. Bye, Amanda.
Bye, everyone.